This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Today, the committee investigating the breakup of the shuttle Columbia plans to release its report on the cause. Investigators have already identified what they call a smoking gun, foam that broke off the shuttle's fuel tank and damaged a wing. But today's report may add to questions surrounding NASA itself. The report is expected to strongly criticize the space agency. NPR's David Kestenbaum joins us now. Good morning.
Morning, Steve.
So what more is this report going to say than we already know?
Yeah, we already know a lot because the board has basically been updating reporters and the public at every step along the way. They even let reporters watch some of the tests where they fired foam at a mock-up of the shuttle wing. And during a lull in one of those tests, they actually told people what the working chapter titles were for this report that's coming out today. One chapter title was Columbia's Final Flight. Another was Beyond the Proximate Cause. So I think all that's left really is to see what the tone of the report is. How strongly worded is this going to be?
And how strongly worded it's going to strike out at NASA management.
Right. They may say, look, NASA needs to make a few changes. NASA's done a good job over the years. Or they may say, look, NASA never learned its lessons from the Challenger accident. A lot of the problems we found in management were pointed out as problems when the Challenger accident was investigated.
This is an investigation of a space disaster, but it is also an investigation of an ongoing program, of course. There's two astronauts in space right now. You've got a space station up there that people want to continue to man and continue to service. When can the shuttle fly again?
NASA Administrator Sean O'Keefe originally said he was hoping to be able to launch a space shuttle maybe by the end of the year. And I spoke to an official at NASA who said, oh, that is so out of date. The plan now is maybe March or April. But it really depends what recommendations are made in this report that's coming out. The board has recommended a few things already, which NASA has implemented. One is the ability to take better photographs before launch and during launch so you can see if something hits the shuttle. And also another one is the ability to repair or try and repair the shuttle if a problem is detected while it's up in orbit. The launch windows in the future for the foreseeable future are going to be very tight because NASA said it's only going to launch during the day, no more night launches. So that really shrinks the launch window.
And now who's going to make that very hard decision? When to next launch the shuttle?
There are only three shuttles left, and NASA really can't afford to make any mistakes now. If there's another accident, you could argue it would be the end of the shuttle program. I think clearly NASA's going to have to get the okay from the White House, and they have said they're going to be working with the White House and with Congress at every step toward launching again.
Only three shuttles left. They can't build any more?
There's no plan to build any more shuttles right now. They're very expensive, and the feeling is the design is very old. And if they're going to build something, it should be something new and something better.
I remember immediately after this crash in February, U.S. officials, including the president himself, said the space program is important. We need to stay with it. But some people have been raising the question, is it worth risking lives, continuing to risk lives to explore space?
Yeah, there's an interesting letter to the editor of the New York Times after the accident, written by a scientist who had had an experiment on the Columbia mission. And he said the accident really changed his mind. He said he felt personally responsible for the deaths of the seven astronauts. And he said his experiment could have been done maybe better by a machine up there. In fact, I think his experiment had been done by a machine in the shuttle bay, and the results were radioed back down, and he got all his data. So if there are more people who come out like that, that could really change things.
And David, before you leave us, can you clear up a piece of science, please? I know that many people have now seen the photographs of that piece of foam coming off the tank, striking the wing. People have read that foam was traveling at something like 500 miles an hour when it struck the wing, and some people have been writing into NPR asking, how did it get going so fast?
Right, because the foam only fell maybe a couple hundred feet or something. I think the short answer to that question is that the shuttle is moving very fast. You see a launch, and often it's photographed in slow motion, but it's moving faster than the speed of sound, hundreds of miles an hour. And so when the foam comes off, the shuttle is accelerating at an enormous rate, and it powers by the foam as it falls to Earth. And in this case, it struck the wing. But I think at 500 miles an hour, that surprised even the investigators when they looked at the footage of the launch and sort of went frame by frame and saw how fast it was moving. They were surprised that it was going that fast.
Okay. NPR's David Kestenbaum. David, thanks very much.
You're welcome.